Welcome to the Make It Your Life podcast with Chris Spiegel. Today, I want to talk to you about a little story about giving things away and how I felt that it is simple, small, but yet important. The story goes like this. I've been traveling for many months now, and one of the things that I have noticed is that I am carrying way too much things with me. Many things that are very small, but I think essential for the circumstances that I can't really foresee. They are coming, but I don't know when. So over the last few months, I have accumulated about, let's say, 65 euros or $75 worth of stuff that I wasn't really interested in, and it was just clunky in my backpack or in my suitcase, and I wanted to get rid of it. But as things go, I bought these things at some point, and I didn't just want to throw them away or just give them away. I felt that they are still valuable and I could sell them, even though for very cheap, maybe 10 euros per piece, but there was something that I wanted in return. I tried to sell the things on Bali. I tried to sell the things in Kuala Lumpur, as well as on Lombok in various Facebook groups. And in Kuala Lumpur, there's the shop feature in Facebook, so like the marketplace for exchanging things. But nowhere could I find someone who would be even just interested to taking the things. Most offers were very far away, so either I would have to get the stuff to them or they wouldn't be able to come. So interest was very, very low, and I somehow noticed that this is just not going the way that I expected it to go. Even the bigger city like Kuala Lumpur wasn't really any different from any other place. Eventually, I remembered a couple of things. Time spent putting these things up for sale, the hours that I've spent to make the photos, put them online, and interact with people who are eventually probably not going to buy anything, like, it's not really worth my time. So eventually that was one of the reasons to give up on this. But I also don't want to throw these things just away and have them be trash, because then it's not really valuable to anybody anymore. So for the most part, I wasn't really prepared to give them up. I couldn't sell them, and I didn't want them in the trash. So I was kind of like a checkmate situation. Now we are on Lombok, the next island over from Bali, and I'm recording this on the last day, and the story transpired on Lombok as well. So it went on like this. We were changing locations and changing accommodations in Kuta, Lombok, driving around, and we found a donation place interested in clothes, money, and everything else, as their sign says. It took a couple of days for me to finally put myself together and make that decision to go for it, but finally there came a day where we switched accommodation again, and I decided I'm not going to pack these things ever again. I have too much stuff. I will figure out a new way if I'm missing any items in the future. That was my proposition to myself. I would just figure it out in the future, and I would just let them go. The items at this point I had to give away were a small tripod, some microphone cables, a USB charging station for like multi-hub charging, and some network cables for my computer, which I never really use. I took these items with both of my hands, brought it out to the scooter, put it into the trunk, drove to the donation place, and found the person in charge. When I finally handed them over, she looked happy and somewhat excited to get the stuff, but also a bit questioning what I'm bringing here. She assured me that she would find good use for all the items, and that was it. It wasn't big in any way, and that was kind of my problem. I didn't expect to be showered with gratitude, that wasn't the point, but it felt small for myself. I had dwelled about giving up or getting rid of these items for months. I carried them around the world like treasure. Now all these are gone. I feel lighter, I don't miss them at all, for now, and someone will hopefully make good use of them. The result of this feeling was really astonishing to me. I would feel sorrow or hardship letting go of these items, that it would be really hard to make this like final step, actually giving them up. But it felt easy. Now the question that came up after doing so was, what else could I let go of, give up, or make myself free of? It kind of revived my thoughts about minimalism and essentialism, and also, what do I actually use in my daily life? What can I let go of, give into the sharing economy, and what about you? What can you let go of, or what are you never really using? There's some things we never really use, and they don't even have that much of a sentimental value. They're just heavy for us, But for someone else, they might be really, really useful. But are they really useful in your basement or somewhere in your backpack if you're traveling? The main question or the main struggle for me was giving these things into the community, into society without a return, without selling the items. Usually I'm very, very protective of the stuff and I want something in return for it. But this time I finally, for the first time in my life, had this experience of just giving things to the world, giving something up, and seeing, or rather not seeing, what will happen with it, trusting that there will be good use of those items. I'm sure that the place that I gave those things to will make good use for them, and I think that people here can actually get something out of these items, which I couldn't. I had no use for them anymore. Now, that was my story, and I hope it could inspire you in some way. And if you could relate, let's connect online. I'm currently working to get a handle on my social media addiction that I'm sure almost everybody has, but I'm still and will be checking direct messages, notifications every so often to keep in touch with real connections that are more than just scrolling through the feed. And if you're listening to this podcast on Anchor, which is the podcasting service that I use to host this show, please feel free to leave a voice message. Questions, feedback, or conversations are great, and I'm open for them all, and I might feature one on the next show if there's an interesting topic to discuss or question to answer. For now, that's it. Have a good day and make it your life.